I'm going to do a little geography lesson here for you guys today. I was just as we were singing those songs, made me think of some geography. So if we start in Tallahassee, we're in Tallahassee. Good, yeah. That's good. I was confused there for a minute, and we go north. Keep going. We're going real fast. We get up the North Pole, and then what happens? Then we start going south. But if we start in Tallahassee, and we go west, and we go around the world, what happens? We end up back in Tallahassee, but we never go east, do we? But if we start in Tallahassee and go east, and go all the way around the world, we never go west, do we? So that song talked about as far as the east, didn't say as far as the north is from the south, did it? Because you go north and south, you it's not so far, it's far, relative. But when you do east and west, they never touch, do they? So I was just thinking about that as we were singing that song, just how far is the east from the west? I don't think we think about that very much. We sing, oh, as far as, but sometimes we don't think about what that means, okay? So that's one geography. Geography lesson number two. We're in Jacksonville, Florida. How many from, anybody here from Jacksonville? Oh, yes, very good. All right, whoa. Okay, anybody here from Brevard County? Yeah. Whoa. We're at in Brevard.
Vieira, Melbourne.
Okay, I'm Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach guy.
What's Satellite High?
Satellite High, I'm a Satellite grad. All right, baby. Scorpions, okay. So that's a little bit about me on that side. St. Petersburg, Florida. Anybody from St. Pete, Florida? Ooh. I used to live Tampa, Florida. Hey, all right, Tampa, where at? Carrollwood, I know Carrollwood. We just live in Town and Country.
New Tampa,
okay, yep. We lived in Brandon. Anybody from Brandon, Florida? We lived in Brandon as well. Okay, relatives there. Okay, good, doing well. Then my wife and I have my wife stand up again. I don't know if she stood up before I was sitting there. That's my wife. Now she, you talk to her, she's a Texan. So once a Texan, always a Texan. I knew that was going to happen, because once you're a Texan, you actually think you're from a different country. And so it's a bit hard. Okay, other ones. 17 years in Africa. Anybody here from Africa?
Woo!
That was a wannabe. That was a wannabe. Okay, so that's good. So before we left today... So I should say, Habar Yako. You don't speak any language. You just think, okay. So my wife and I will do that every once in a while. We learn to speak Swahili. So when we want people not to know what we're talking about, sometimes we'll talk Swahili. But then they get mad at you anyway because they know you're talking about something that they shouldn't know about. But we sent out some prayer requests today for this meeting tonight. And it went out throughout the world. And we sent them out this morning? And we had like five responses in about 10 minutes. People said, we're praying for the FSU people tonight. So you're prayed for from various places in the world. And so I just wanted to let you know about that. I'm going to be sharing bits and pieces of my testimony throughout the talk. So I won't give you the... testimony at the beginning, but I did go to the graduate from Satellite High,
yeah.
Yo, and then graduated from the University of South Florida in Tampa. Go Bulls! We've got some few Bulls here around here, yeah, and that's a little bit of my journey. Last 5 years we spent in Clemson, South Carolina. Go Tigers! And we were involved with the Navigators there. So, but tonight we're going to be talking about something different, and I'd like. You, one of the things that my wife and I, as we've gotten along in years, we've decided to eat more healthy. And I'd like you to, we're going to pass something out right now. And don't eat it, just look at it. One per row, and then you can take one and pass it on. Okay? Okay, you weren't supposed to eat this yet, so I hope you haven't eaten it. We're supposed to. So, let me just talk about this a minute. This is the Wow Peel, okay? You see here it says W, okay? See that? This is the wow peel. And I want to explain to you about this peel. This peel, the wow peel, it revives you on the inside. It brings motivation and makes the inner man or woman come alive. That's the wow peel. But it not only does that, it makes your brain smarter. It gives wisdom and understanding. I'm going to do a little demonstration of that. Let's see. Will, pick a number between 1 and 3. That number is 2, and that is correct. You can see that I was very quick. I didn't have to really think very long, and that's what this peel. It will make you wiser than these guys, particularly from these guys from the Carolinas. You'll just be much quicker than them. So that's what the wild peel will do. Now, he might be taking the wild peel, so he could probably catch up. So that's one of the things. Then also, this wow peel brings joy to your heart. Not temporary happiness, but, you know, like when your team's winning football games, you're sort of happy, but that's not really joy, okay? Right now, teams that aren't doing good, like the Gators, they're doing more joy. They have a lot more joy than happiness these days because suffering brings joy often, doesn't it, Jim? Okay, and so that's what happens, okay? So the wow peel will help you with joy even if you're having hard times. And then the other thing this wow peel does, it enlightens your eyes. It really helps you see clearly, gives you guidance, sort of like Superman, sort of gives like X-ray vision. Now, what we'll do, no, wait a minute, not yet. There's instructions. I hope you haven't eaten this. You better not have eaten this because there's instructions that go to this wild peel. I didn't tell you where this wild peel, where they've been before we put them in this nice clean bag. So here's the instructions. These peels, these wild peels, need to be taken daily. Okay? Some people just take it once a week, and then by the end of the week, you really can't tell that they've taken it. But it has a cumulative effect. So as you take this wow peel, it adds and it comes into your system, and it really does something. Not like some pills that you just take once. When we were in Africa, we had to take malaria medicine. It was once a week. And you take this pill, and that day that you took this pill, you were just sort of couldn't sleep, and you were just sort of jittery and jumpy. And I could never figure out why I was like that on Wednesdays, but I was always like that. So it took me a while to figure that out. But all right. But that was before I took the wild pill. Now I figured that out. So you can see another benefit. The best thing to do is take this in the morning, because if you take this wild pill at night, it does all this stuff to you, and that's when you're trying to sleep. So that's really not a very effective way to take it. Now, one problem I found, particularly with Americans, they're really busy. They run around, they're rushing, they're pursuing their pleasures. They forget all about this pill and the benefits. They would rather be busy and stressed than wise and joyful. Very strange group, this American people. Now, hold up the peel. Let's see. Now, this is the way I can tell if anybody's been taking. What do you look at the people next to you? What do you notice about these peels? They're different colors. That's right. Lots of variety with the wild peel. Okay? Lots of variety. Never get bored. Okay? Also, in a minute, you'll see that when you take this wow peel, it's sweet like honey. And it's enjoyable to take. You'll enjoy this peel. It's not like Pepto-Bismol. You know Pepto-Bismol? Yeah. Not so good. These are actually sweet. All right, let's do a little interview here. This works out good. Kayla, which of those great advantages of the wow peel did you like the most?
All of them.
You an FSU student? Yes. Yes. Which of those ones?
Okay. Brings joy to your heart.
Brings joy to your heart. Okay. Kyle, which one did you like?
Probably being more smart.
Being more smart. Yes, that's good. Okay. Okay. Let's see who we have here. Aaron. Oh, I remember Aaron now. Aaron's from, where is she from? She's from Jacksonville. Yes. Oh, look at this. It's working. Which of these did you like?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Wisdom. Okay. So we have some people in the audience here. They've picked out one of those advantages that they like. Okay. So go ahead. Let me listen carefully. Go ahead and take this. But don't swallow it. This is a special pill. You want to chew it. Okay. You don't want to just swallow. Okay. Go ahead. Isn't that sweet? So what we're going to do, we're going to get some more instructions on this wow pill stuff so that you can, some of you guys don't remember things too well, so we're going to get some further instructions, okay? And so we're going to read some of the instructions about this. And so I'll probably go ahead and read this. We're going to read verses 7. This is actually Psalm 19, 7 through 11. And we're going to read 7 through 9, then I'm going to have you do a little exercise on this, okay? The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, they are righteous altogether. Okay, now there's some repeated phrases here. You see a repeated phrase in this section? Yeah, yeah. So it talks about something like the first one. Each little segment has that. So put a little bracket. If you have a pencil or a pen, put a bracket around that in all those verses that shows up. So we see the law of the Lord. What's the next one? Testimony. Yeah, put a bracket around all those. Okay. Then in this phrase, it'll say the law of the Lord is, and it gives a characteristic. So the first characteristic is perfect. Put a box or rectangle around all the characteristics of the word. Okay. The next one will be a verb, the ing words. I'd ask you what a verb is, but we're not going to work on that. Ing words. Okay, so the first one would be restoring. Those are action words. So underline all the action words. And you can talk. You can talk with the people next to you, and this is sort of be helpful to your neighbor and look around and see what they're doing and see if you got the right answer and that kind of stuff. Now, and then the last one that's going to be circled is the body part. Okay? The part of the body. So the first one is soul. So go ahead and circle all those. Okay? I know how students are. Students want to know what? Did I get the right answer? That's right. So that's, we're going to go over this. Okay. So first one is the law of the Lord. Characteristic? Perfect. ING word? Restoring. Body part?
Soul.
Good. Second one. Testimony of the Lord is?
Sure.
Making wise? What's simple? Okay. Now that's a word we don't use so much. But a lot of people would say, no, I won't say a lot of people. If someone came up to you, Carly, and says, oh, she's a bit of a simple girl. Now, would that be good or would that be bad? Bad. Okay. So simple is sort of what you guys were before you took these pills. Now that you're taking these pills, you're going to be very clever. Okay. But before you weren't doing as well. Okay, so simple, you don't want to be simple. So that's the mind, okay? So simple, you can circle that, but thinking, we're talking about the mind here, okay? Law of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Okay, verse 8. Precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing heart. That was the easy one. Okay, that's the heart. Okay, good. Commandment of the Lord is? Pure, enlightening eyes. Very good. Fear of the Lord is clean. Now, We don't have, okay. So we don't have one there, okay? But it's enduring forever. Judgments, Lord, true. Good. Very good. You know, you guys might be good at cheerleading or something, too. That's what you sort of said, got the rhythm. Okay, so let's look at this and think about this together, all right? Now, on your piece of paper, you'll notice down the right-hand column, there's some other verses listed. Longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119, and it's all about the Word. Psalm 19... it's sort of like the abridged version, okay? It's the shortened version, okay? Only like four or five verses, okay? But if you pretty much pick, open up to Psalm 119 and pick any verse, it's going to say something about the Word. And those are cross references. So those verses on the right there will refer to the same kind of stuff. I put those in there for future looking up of those things, okay? So God's Word, let's pray. Let's pray together. And we'll look at this text. Lord, thanks for the opportunity to be here in Tallahassee with these students, Lord, who desire to grow, to know more about you. Pray that as we look at the scripture tonight, that you'll give us insight and understanding. Give us much wisdom. We pray in your name. Amen. Okay, so God's word is perfect, but people are not. Romans 3:10 says that there is none righteous. No, not one. So the Word is able to restore, revive, or convert the soul. It turns it around. When I was a freshman at the University of South Florida, I think it was January, my freshman year, I went to a meeting, something like this. And I had grown up going to church in high school and on my own. My parents didn't go, but my best buddy and I, we went to church together. But I wasn't a believer. I was a churchgoer, but I didn't understand the gospel. But that night, I heard the gospel clearly presented that Christ died on the cross for my sins and that I could personally put my faith in Christ. And when the guy talked about that, I said, wow, that's what I need to do. And he asked that question, have you ever done that? I said, I've never done that. I've never trusted Christ. And so that night, as a, I think I was a 19-year-old freshman, I put my faith, I put my trust in Christ, and my soul was restored back into a right relationship with God. Romans 5 says that we were enemies with God, okay? We were not just sort of a distant relation, okay? We were an enemy, and we were the type of enemy that was shaking our fist and leading a rebellion. Okay, but Christ came and broke down that and reconciled me to God. So now I was a follower of Jesus. Was I wise then? No. I mean, if you'd ask me what the four Gospels were, I knew who the four Beatles were, but I didn't know what the four Gospels were. I was ignorant. At our church they had an epistle reading. I didn't know what they were reading. I wasn't sure. You know, some people joke that the epistles, weren't they the apostles' wives? And so I didn't know. I was very confused. They had these different readings. I didn't know what they were talking about. But I began getting into the scriptures. Okay, I had a buddy that gave me a Bible. And he said, start reading this Bible. I said, okay. So I just started reading. And I would read and read and read and read. And as I began to read, if you look in here, what does it say? The testimony of the Lord is sure. Now, we had any construction people, engineers, construction people? Okay. When you're, this is a construction word, dealing with cement. Okay. What about cement? What has to happen? Curing. It has to sit and go, because if you do cement and you go, oh, great, we got a basketball, you'll sink in and you won't be able to do anything. But it cures and then becomes sure, or becomes a solid foundation. So here it says, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And so what happened, as I began to saturate my mind with the scriptures through Bible study, scripture memory, reading the word, it began to transform my mind. And I had this friend who was a doctor. He became a Christian in the Navy, and he started memorizing the scripture. And he told me that that quickened his mind. And he later became a doctor. And he says if he hadn't done that, he would have never probably been able to become a doctor. And so as people begin to spend time in the scriptures, they begin to see things differently. They become wiser, and they make wiser choices and decisions. And what happens, you start beginning to line your life up with what the Bible talks about. So 119, 97 through 100 talks about that. That's one of the reference. Let's look at that. If you've got your Bibles, let's look at that real quick. Psalm 119. So the good thing about that, basically if you open the Bible in the middle, it pretty much shows up somewhere in that vicinity. And 97 through 100 says this, "Oh, how I love your law. It's my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers." This is verse 99. "For your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I've observed thy precepts." So the scriptures really make a big impact. So the soul is restored. The mind becomes wiser. And then the heart becomes joyful. Truth that makes the heart right brings joy to the right heart. See, there's something about truth. When you're in a right relationship with God, it changes everything. And why do I spend time in the Bible? I think about that. Why do I spend time in the Bible? I enjoy it. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy words became for me the joy and delight of my soul." So I spend time in the scriptures because I enjoy it. Most of you are in your 20s, okay? What if you were still in the third grade? Miguel here. He's back in the third grade. He would be motivated because he would be bigger than all the other kids, and he could beat them up for once. But then he said that, not me. But then what happens? After a while, he says, "You know, I sort of enjoy beating these kids up." But after a while, he would get tired of that, wouldn't he? So, and that's why a lot of Christians. Okay, we got to refocus here. Got me? Back here. He's no longer in third grade. He's back. So what happens here, many Christians are stuck. They're not moving forward. And so one of the things I tell people, the reason people are stuck is they're not making progress. Okay? Progress and joy are related. Philippians 1:25, "I know that I will continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith." Okay? When you're making progress, it has something to do with joy. And we're going to have a testimony here. This was spur of the moment. I love these things. I came in. I was talking to my friend Candace. And she's had some things to share with me. And now I'm going to have her come up and share some things. I just talked to her before the meeting. So I'm not sure what she's going to say. I have an idea. But I'm going to hold the microphone. So I have a little bit of control here. And I might ask her a question. But I'm going to have her share about a journey that she began 17 days ago. On reading through the scriptures. I'll let you, I trust you.
Yeah. So I talked to Mark actually in May was the first time that I met him, but I saw him about 3 weeks ago and told him that I really wanted to read through the Bible and was talking to him about some different reading plans. And I heard about some people reading through the entire Bible in 90 days. And so I started researching and talked to Mark and got a plan, and I've been reading for 17 days And I've made it from Genesis to Joshua chapter 8 in 17 days, and I cannot believe it. But it's been an amazing journey. If anything, I've been falling in love with God's word all over again. And so it's just been a blessing. I want to encourage you all, if you have not ever taken the journey of reading through the Bible, there's so many different plans out there, and I'm sure that he'll talk about it because I know that's something you're passionate about. But you should do it, or you can join me in the 90-day.
Okay, I have a question. Stay here.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you that don't know, there's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Oh, and those are big books. Those are not like Galatians, five. Those are big books. Many, many chapters. Okay, so she's done a lot of reading. Now, are you reading real slow?
I take my time through the books that I have never read before. So.
But if you're reading that much, you must be reading.
I'm reading about an hour a day, so I break it up throughout the day.
Okay. So she's reading an hour a day, but she's not going, Paul the Apostle, Paul, who is Paul? She's not reading like that. No. Paul the Apostle, blah, blah, blah. It's more like that. Okay, that's how she reads. Okay. Now, are you using some giant study? I don't know. See, this is unrehearsed. I might be in trouble. You using a big study Bible?
No, just a regular Bible with no cross references. Nothing. I'm just reading the Bible.
A text edition of the Bible, okay? Not using a study Bible. Why wouldn't she use a study Bible? It's heavy. That's right. And you get bogged down in the notes. You want to read the Bible, not the study notes, okay? Are you using the... This is working out so good. You hold this. Are you using the magic method where you say, today I'm going to read? Oh, and you read that, and then tomorrow I'm going to read this. Is he using the magic method?
No, I have a plan.
Gosh, you got a plan. Oh, okay.
Reading straight through.
And you're just reading. You wake up one morning and say, oh, man, I don't feel like reading today. I think I'm not going to read.
No. Well, I did have a couple days that I was like, oh, this is going to be hard. But I have never regretted it. And if anything, every morning I'm excited to get in the Word more than I have been in the past.
Wow.
So
that's neat. And then are you sort of having private devotions and never talking to people about what you read?
Oh, no, I'm talking to people about it.
This girl, she's my good friend. Thank you very much, Candace. So that covered all those points. That was good. So one other thing on this. This is how not to read the Bible. I had five or six points on not to read the Bible. We just covered those. Thank you. And so one of them is how not to read the Bible is think that the Bible is all about you and how you need to change. The Bible's not all about you. The Bible is all about Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit. And when you read the Bible, you get to know the glory and beauty of Jesus. And hear what she said. What she said, she said a lot of good things. But I think the best one was when she said it's motivating her to read more. She's reading, and it's getting, it's sort of like this wow pill in a way. You get that wow pill in there, it starts working. Next day you get up, you get another wow pill, it starts working, and it's starting to move her along. And so now she's doing, I'm in Joshua 8, Genesis, Exodus, those are the big, she's gone through. I don't know. Yeah, she's doing moving. Now she's going to go through a lot of people getting killed, but that's okay. There's purposes for that. So you guys that have missed that. That's some of the stuff you want to get to. We'll probably cover some of that in the men's retreat. So the Word of God is able to transform our soul. It makes wise and simple. Joy to the heart. There was a testimony about that. Okay, and then what does it do? It enlightens the eyes. Now, this has a couple of different possibilities. One has to do with what we call countenance, the way someone looks. When I was visiting Uganda in the 1980s, you would look at people and they were just, their face was sad, their eyes were sad. That was when a lot of the killing was taking place. And their countenance was fallen. Very, very sad. And then I remember meeting one of my high school friends, and I saw this guy. I said, man, it doesn't look like him. But this guy was 6'8". So I said, well, that is probably is him. But his face was totally different. I knew him in high school, and he was just always mad and always angry and always contentious. And he just sort of looked grumpy. And he had become a Christian, and his face was totally different. His countenance was changed because of what Christ had done for him. So that's one possibility about the enlightenment of the eyes. But I think probably the stronger one idea here is goes with Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I got this right? The right way? Good. Because sometimes I'm never sure whether there's lamp or light. But that's what the scriptures is a light and a lamp to our pathway. It gives us guidance and direction. And so one of the things that I found as I began making decisions, I used the scriptures to form my value system. Okay. I said, okay, I want the scriptures to form my value system. So I was teaching St. Petersburg, Florida, and yet there was some needs and opportunities to minister to students at the University of South Florida. So I had to weigh, you know, choices about jobs, where to live, what to do, and we've always done that. What should I do? How is God leading us? And so we seek to have the scriptures form our value system and help us in making these choices. So Hebrews 11 is stories about men and women who stepped out in faith and trusted God. When we went to Africa the first time, I'd never been on a plane. And so we flew up to New York, and then we flew 8 hours from New York to Holland, and then we flew 8 hours from Holland to Africa. And back then, it was actually pretty fun to fly because they give you food and all different stuff like that. But it was just, we took steps of faith. I'd never been out of the country. And then the opportunity for us to go to work in Africa, and I just have a lot of, there's a funny story. When I was talking to the mission director about that, the place we were going was called Kapsabet, and he pulled out he has a paper, and he says, oh, Kapsabet, let's see, running water, good, electricity. And I'm going, whoa, that's important stuff. I didn't think about that as being important stuff till he's reading from the list. That means there's other thing on the list that says electricity, no, running water, no. And then you get there, and it's electricity sometimes, running water sometimes. And for a while, our water wasn't working real good. It's just sort of coming out slow. We wonder why. Wonder what's wrong with the – well, we found out it was a rat stuck in the pipe, you know. And so I thought, oh, we've been brushing our teeth with that water. Oh, but that was – yeah. So I thought I'd throw that in there for the squeamish at heart, squeezing me. So when you step out in faith, you just don't know what's going to happen. Okay? All right. Now, so we've seen what the Word does. We talked about the Scriptures. But look down at verses 10. It says, they are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the dripping of the honeycomb. What is your response to the Scriptures? Okay? Is it desirable? Is it something you desire more than gold? Now, majority of people are pursuing wealth, pleasure, happiness, power, or glory. That's the way it's always been. Okay. Now, it's also more desirable than gold. Oh, more desirable than gold. Okay. By the way, gold can't revive the soul. Gold can't make you wise. Then the last verse 11. Moreover, by them thy servant is warned, in keeping them there's great reward. The book of Proverbs is written to, there's a lot of warnings in there, and there's a lot of compare and contrast. It's got 31 chapters. Most months have 30, 31 days. So whatever the day is, today is the 19th. You could read Proverbs This is a smart group. This is a smart group over here.
I'm doing that right now.
Okay, you're doing. It's pretty fun, isn't it? And then that keeps you in this wisdom. Here's the wise guy. Here's the stupid guy. And you say, wow, a lot of times I'm like that stupid guy. Okay, the foolish guy. I don't want to be that way. And it tells you how to avoid that. So that's just a little hint on reading. I've got Bible reading programs in the back. If you're interested in getting a program to read through the New Testament, to read through the Old Testament history, read through the whole Bible, and I'll explain those to you. But the Bible talks about the contrast between the wise and the fool, and it warns and rewards. Joshua 1:8 says what? Somebody quote Joshua 1:8. For then you make your way prosperous. That's right. For then you make your way prosperous. Psalm 1, 2, and 3. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He'll be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers. James 1, 22 through 25. But prove yourselves to be doers of the word, not mere hearers who delude themselves. For if any man is a hearer of the word, not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. And once he's looked at himself and gone away, he's immediately forgotten what kind of person he is. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, and the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. Prosperity, blessing. This isn't some crazy theology. This is biblical theology on what happens if you spend time in the Scriptures. How do you know honey is sweet? How did you know that wild pill was sweet? I told you. But you also tasted. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So that's how you're going to do. Candace here, she started. She didn't know what journey she was going on. But now that she's going down the journey, it's getting sweeter and sweeter. So one of the things you want to do is take this. It's a little bit bigger. You don't want to chew on this. This wow. This is the wow. If you haven't figured out yet, that wow pill is very similar to the Word of God. Okay? Isn't it? It does all the same kind of stuff. And it'll transform your life. Okay? But you have to take responsibility. It's not gonna happen. But those accumulative effects that takes place as you spend time in the Scriptures every day, you'll start to see transformation in your life. And other people will notice it, and you'll be able to share with them what God's doing. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the Scriptures, that they do bring a transformation. They do make a huge difference in our lives and in the lives of the people we're around. And so we pray, Lord, that we would be a band of brothers and sisters that would encourage one another in this area, that would bless one another in this area, and would help one another in this area. And that as we spend time with the Scriptures, in the Scriptures, that we would just learn to love you and enjoy you and just we're so grateful that we can spend time through you through the Scriptures, and pray that we would do that. So we pray in your name. Amen.